Koza de tsikosika anokatra amin'ny baibolintsika any amin'ny asan'ny apôstôly toko faharoa.
Acts chapter 2 is the account of Pentecost.
Le asan'ny apôstôly toko faharoa dia le miresadresaka mikasika ny nilatsahan'ny fanahy masina.
But what makes it interesting is it's also what most people describe as the beginning of the church.
Ary tena mahaliana amin'izy io ihany koa dia araka ny famaritana ataon'ny maro dia hoe le fanombohan'ny fiangonana.
So we get this view of what the church was doing at its birth when it was just starting off.
Dia mahita izany tsika hoe ohatrany ahoana ny fiangonana tamin'izy vao teraka, ohatrany hoe izy vao nanomboka mihitsiny.
It's a very important time of church history.
Tena zava-dehibe io amin'ny tantaran'ny fiangonana.
Because the Holy Spirit was poured out.
Satria nirotsaka ny fanahy masina.
And there were still many signs and wonders and miracles being demonstrated.
Ary mbola nisy zava-mahagaga isan-karazany naseho.
Those were to authenticate the proclamation of the gospel.
Ary izany dia nentina ohatrany hoe nanana lehibe an'le fanambarana ny filazantsara.
It's God's endorsement or God's support of what's happening.
Andriamanitra izany manohana an'le zavatra mitranga.
You know that some people have been healed instantaneously in the meeting here in this church.
Nareo ve mahafantatra nisy olona teto amin'ity fivoriana ity a?
Never even came to me or one of the elders to ask for prayer.
Tsinanantona na izy nananantona ny ray tamin'ireo olona hoe mba vavao a.
Which is wonderful.
Zavatra tena mahafinaritra
izany. Because Jesus is the healer.
Satria Jesus ny mpanasitrana.
And anyone here can be healed by Jesus.
Ary niza niza ihany koa eto afaka hositrany Jesus.
It's not the prayers of the elder that have power.
Tsy le hoe vavaky ny olona akory ny misy hery.
My point is God does things.
Nitiko atongavana dia hoe manao zavatra Andriamanitra.
He does great things.
Manao zava-dehibe mihitsy izy.
Because he has an agenda.
Asatria izy misy tanjona tiany atongavana.
He's advancing his kingdom.
Mampandroso ny fanjakana izy.
And we tend to make church more complicated.
Ary isika no miezaka ohatrany hoe mampatonga ny fiangonana ohatrany hoe lasa sarotra na hoe compliqué.
We formalize things and we create structures and patterns.
Isika no mamokamokatra ohatrany hoe ohatran'izao ny firafitrany dia isika no mamariparitra an'le izy.
But in the early church,
fa tamin'ny fiangonana voalohany
there was much less opportunity for men to have created structures and systems.
Vitsy ho an'ny olona le fahafahana hoe mamokatra an'izay hoe ohatr'izao ny firafiny na hoe ohatr'izao ny strukturany.
So we see this very organic expression of the life of God.
Dia hitantsika izany le fisehoan'le fiainan'Andriamanitra hoe organika na hoe tonga dia ohatrany hoe mandeha naturel fotsiny.
It was before people had figured out how to take advantage of things for themselves.
Mialohana nahitany olona hoe ahafahany manararoatra azahoany zavatra ho an'ny tenany.
I mean, some people were preaching the gospel for gain.
Misy ny olona sasany mitory filazantsara mba azahoany zavatra.
Trying to profit off the gospel.
Ataony mihitsy izay ohatrany hoe azahoany tombontsoa avy amin'ny alalan'le filazantsara.
But for the most part, the church was a pure expression of love for God.
Fa le izy anefa ny fiangonana dia tena hoe fanehoana tsotr'izao fotsiny ny fitiavan'Andriamanitra.
So it interests me how they related to God and how they expressed their relationship with God.
Dia tena nahalinana mihitsy ny hoe fifandraisan-dreo amin'Andriamanitra sy fanehoana izy ireo an'izay hoe fifankatiavan-dreo izay sy ny fifandraisany amin'Andriamanitra.
How would you be?
Ohatrany ahoana raha ianao le izy?
If you just realized that everything about the gospel is true.
Raha ohatra izany ianao io fa nahatsapa hoe ny zavatra rehetra momba ny filazantsara dia marina avokoa.
That Jesus, even though he was crucified, is still alive and risen.
Hoe Jesosy io izy le nifatsihana tamin'ny hazo fijaliana izao izy velona indray izy nitsangana tamin'ny maty.
That the promises of God are being fulfilled in your very life.
Hoe le fampanantenan'Andriamanitra tanteraka teo amin'ny fiainanao mihitsy.
The Holy Spirit has been poured out.
Hoe narotsaka ny fanahy masina.
People are are speaking in new tongues.
Denis ulan ten tam fteni afa na weften tsfantar ften fo fo.
The sick are being healed.
Le marar sitan.
There's all this life of God.
When is a le fiaina nandremant.
It's an incredible moment of history.
Tenawe tatare o amni fiaina na tena mahatalanjona mintsy.
And it never ended.
In
other words, the same life of God, the same Holy Spirit, the same gospel is alive today. But we become very respectable.
And
we like to calm down. Don't upset things. And we don't want to be too passionate for God. And it's sad. Because the church should still have this expression of life. They should still be this on fire for God.
So in Acts
chapter 2, we see what Peter had just preached to the crowd. Thousands were saved. They were baptized. No wasting time, no going on a special course. They just got baptized. No certificate was printed. No church laid claim to them and said they belong to us now. As if you could baptize someone in the name of your church.
When
Jesus says, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then it goes on to speak about the corporate life of the body of Christ. The people together. Let's read from Acts 2, verse 42 to 47.
Ary izy ireo naharitra tamin'ny fampianaran'ny apôstôly sy ny fiombonana sy ny famakinan'ny mofo ary ny fivavahana. Dia raiky tahotra ny olona rehetra teo ary fahagagana sy famantarana maro no nataon'ny apôstôly ary izay rehetra nino dia niray toerana sady ny ombonany avokoa ny fananany rehetra ary namidiny ny taniny sy ny fananany ka nozarainy tamin'izy rehetra araka izay nilainy avy. Ary dia niraisaina isan'andro izy ka nazoto nakeo akianja ny tempoly ary namaky mofo tao an-trano ka nihinan-kanina tamin'ny fifaliana sy ny fahatsora-po nideran'Andriamanitra sady nahita fity tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra ary ny olombonjena dia nampiny tompo isan'andro isan'ireo.
Things that are alive grow.
Ny zavatra izay velona dia mitombo.
We've got this stupid peach tree at my house.
Ao an-trano ao aminay misy an'izay paiso maniry izany, paiso matsiravina be izay.
It was planted in the wrong place.
Satria toerana tsy mety ilay toerana nambolena an'ilay izy.
It should have stayed small.
Tokony hojanona kely teo foana iny.
But it's alive.
Favela nefa
so it just keeps on growing.
Mem tumbu.
And after some years, it's pushing a wall over and breaking a roof. So I had to get some of it chopped down. And my children say, I've ruined it, I've messed it up. You see, things that are alive are supposed to grow. The early church was alive. And daily people were being added. Not just on Sunday. The church was growing daily. Proof that the church exists outside of the Sunday.
proof zany hoe ny fiangonana dia mbola eo foana na dia hoe ao akoatran'ny alahady aza.
They met in one another's homes.
Mandeha miona ry zareo any an-tokantranon'ny tsirairay avy.
They shared their stuff.
Isarain-dry zareo ny zavatra izay ananany.
Some people even sold land.
Ny sasany tamin'ilay olona raha namidy ny taniny.
Or a house.
Na ny tranony.
What would you do?
Inona ny ataonao?
With all that money.
Amin'ireny vola rehetrarehetrareny.
If you had some property and you sold it.
Raha ohatra ianao ka manana tany dia namidinao ilay izy.
Maybe I can go on a holiday.
Angambany aho afaka mandeha miala voly.
Or I can buy something nice.
Na afaka mividy zavatra tsara be.
These guys' lives were so radically affected by the gospel.
Ny fiainan'ireo olon'ireo tena hoe natsombadiky ny filazantsara mihitsy.
They sold possessions and just laid the money at the apostles' feet.
When varotra fananana izy dia nataony teo an-tongotron'ny apostoly ny vola.
I'm glad I'm not an apostle.
Faly be aloha fa za tsy apostoly a.
Because that is a big responsibility.
Satria tena andraikitra lehibe ne izany e.
What do you do with that if someone comes with something big and just says there?
Inona ny ataonareo ohatra misy olona mitondra zavatra be ohatra izany dia sisy reo.
The apostles knew what to do with it.
Le apostoly nafantatra tsara ny zavatra ho ataony tamin'ilay izy.
Took care of the poor.
Nikarakarainy ny mahantra.
They made sure no one in their midst was in need.
Nataony azo antoka tsara hoe tsy nisy hoe olona nanana filana tao anatin'ilay olona niaraka taminy teo.
And they spread the gospel and planted churches all over the place.
Dia naparitaka izy ireo ny filazantsara dia nanorona fiangonana be dia be ry zareo manerana ny toerana rehetra.
It didn't say those apostles took the money and bought better suits.
Fa tsy hoe nitendrareo hoe nalain'ilay apostoly ilay vola dia nividy palitao tsaratsara kokoa ry zareo.
The day I come wearing a shiny suit.
Le amle andro izay ahatongavako mitondra le palitao mamiratra be iny a.
It will just be a joke.
Sangsang zany a.
I have no plans.
Za tsy manana planina anao an'izany.
Sue says she'll be dead.
Amin'izany hoe izy soa efa maty angambany izy.
She won't let me do that.
Satria tsy avelany anao an'izay a.
But the point is the church was just normal people.
Ntina utenena te zao le ula le fengunana te ula normal.
Experiencing an extraordinary supernatural God.
Afa matsapa fotsiny hoe manana fatsapanana amle andriamanitra tena hoe lehibe.
God had made them so secure about money that they could give it away.
Tena nataon'Andriamanitra nahazo antoka izy ny amin'izany ara-bola izany ka afaka nanome an'izany.
God had put such a love in their hearts for one another.
Ary dia nametrahan'Andriamanitra fifankatiavana ho an'ny tsirairay tao anatin'ny fon'izy ireo.
That they took care of one another.
Ka nifampikarakara izy zareo.
This guy sold his land so those guys weren't hungry.
Hoe tirangata tiany varotra ny tany a dia reto olona tato reto tsy noana.
In the midst of these radical actions, I wanted to understand what was the root. Of course, it was Jesus. But how did they live as a church community?
Fiangonan'ireo izany ny fiarahamonin-dryzareo.
And it tells us in verse 42.
Dia eo amin'ny andininy faharoa amby efapolo izy miteny amintsika.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
Hoe naharitra tamin'ny fampianaran'ny apostoly izy ireo.
So you've got the word of God.
Izany hoe manana ny tenin'Andriamanitra ianao.
We also have the apostles' teaching.
Tsika ihany koa manana ny fampianaran'ny apostoly.
It's not Apostle Bob or somebody else, an apostle.
Tswe kure apostle Bob na apostle we will love.
Apostle, I don't know who his name is. Harry, Yandri, pick a name.
I'm naming
president. Sorry, with apologies to anybody.
Yeah, as a fact, what a name for Tunkun and Naran president.
The apostles' teaching is now written down for us.
Lefa penaran apostolem, so of tonzo efa for surata watsik.
Paul.
Paul,
Peter,
Peter,
James, all these guys.
John.
It's written down. God by his grace actually gave us the same stuff.
Isn't
it incredible? After 2,000 years, we are not disadvantaged over them.
We afaka roa rivo taona ty arena de isika mbola manana tombotsombotovy amin'izareo ihany koa.
They had the apostles' teaching.
Zareo nanana ny fampianaran'ny apostoly.
So we say, oh no, they had to be better than us because they had those guys like John and Paul and.
De tsy afaka miteny-tsika ary zareo kosa aloha tsara noho tsika fa ry zareo nanana ny John na I Paul-y.
But so do we.
Sika koa manana.
We have the word of God.
Manana ny tenin'Andriamanitra tsika.
That's what the apostles were teaching.
Izany nampianarin'ireo apostoly ireo.
How Paul interpreted the law.
Hoe ohatrany ahoana ny fomba nanazavany Paul an'ny lehilalàna.
We've got it in Galatians and Romans.
Ananantsika izany ao amin'ny Galatianina sy ao amin'ny Romanina.
The early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
Ireo fiangonana teo aloha nanokana ny tenany ho an'ny fampianaran'ny apostoly.
We should be devoted to the word of God.
Isika ihany koa tokony hanoka tena ho an'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
The word of God is something we study, we read, we listen to, we learn.
Ny tenin'Andriamanitra ny zavatra tokony ho vakitsika dia ianarantsika dia enontsika.
But you know what happens to people that only do that?
Fa hitanareo inona ny zavatra mitranga ho an'ny olona hoe izay fotsiny ny ataony?
They often become proud and start arguing about doctrine.
De lasa manomboka me mirehareza de manomboka me miady varotra ny amin'ny fotom-pampianarana na ny doctrine.
It's not enough just to have the word of God.
Tsy ampy le hoe mahafantatra fotsiny na hoe manana ny tenin'Andriamanitra fotsiny.
It tells us they were also devoted to the fellowship.
Fanteneny amintsika koa hoe izy ireo ihany koa dia nanoka tena ho amin'ny fiombonana sy fiombonana.
Can be devoted to one another.
Isika ihany koa tokony hanoka tena ho an'ny tsirairay.
That means it's not just individuals.
Ka ny dikan'izay tsy hoe le samy singasingana mandeha irery iny.
But the church is a body, a family, a community.
Fa ny fiangonana dia tena iray fiarahamonina ary fiarahamonina anankiray fiombonana.
That's why we should learn to know one another and become devoted to one another.
Izay mahatonga antsika hoe tokony hifankafantatrantsika dia tokony mba hanoka tena ho an'ny tsirairay koa.
I am not just sharing news when I say Mira and Rina had a baby.
Izaho tsy hoe akory hoe mizara vaovao fotsiny raha niteny hoe Terabao Miura sy Rina.
I care for them.
Fa tena hoe mikarakara azy ireo a.
I know them, they know me, they care for me too.
Fantaniako a, zareo za mahafantatra azy ireo a, zareo koa mianako mikarakarako.
That means our fellowship.
Ny dikan'izay dia le hoe le fihinamanantsika iny a.
Is very important.
Zava-dehibe iny.
They devoted themselves to the fellowship.
Zareo tena hoe nanoka tena ho an'le fiombonana na le fihinamanana.
My mother lives in South Africa.
Mamanay a, any Afrika Atsimo izy no mipetraka.
She's a Christian.
Kristianina izy.
And we get on well.
Tena mifankahazo tsara izay.
But she's not part of my immediate community.
Fa izy a tsy anisan'le fiarahamoniko tonga dia iny no akaiky ana indrindra iny.
In fact, if I had an argument with her,
raha ohatra raha ka hoe misy ohatrany hoe ady ifanaovako aminy.
A disagreement.
Ohatrany hoe misy zavatra tsy mampitovy hevitra anay.
It doesn't matter so much.
Tsy dia mampaninina loatra.
It's not going to affect this sense of togetherness and unity here.
Tsy misy ohatrany hoe ifandraisany amin'le fiarahantsika eto sy le fiarahamonintsika eto
zany. It's more important that I remain on good terms with Tujo.
Fa tena zava-dehibe raha ohatra ka mba hoe mifandray tsara amin'ny Tujo.
Or Valisu.
Na I Valisu.
Or any of you.
Na niza niza aminareo e.
Because it's here that we drink tea together.
Satria eto tsika miara-misotro dite miaraka.
It's here that we greet and smile and worship together.
Eto no ifampiara-batsika sy ifampitsikitsikitsika sy hiderantsika an'Andriamanitra miaraka.
So we're in our fellowship, in our togetherness.
Ka eo amin'le fiarahantsika na le fiombonantsika.
We need to have this sense of peace between one another.
Tokony anana an'izay ohatrany hoe fiadanam-po izay tsika manoloana ny tsirairay avy.
More even than we have to have it with our natural families sometimes.
Indraindray ara tokony hoe mbola hihoatra lavitra noho n'le tena hoe fianakaviantsika, tena hoe fianakaviana ary izany.
So if two brothers in this congregation are having an argument.
Kara misy a rahalahana kro ato amin'ity fiarahamonina ity mety hoe misy zavatra tsy fankazahoany hevitra.
If there's quarreling or jealousy.
Na raha misy ohatra fialonana na fiadiana.
If there's gossip.
Raha misy fosafosa.
It can hurt us here.
Dia afaka mety hoe andratra tsika eto izany.
And the early church was devoted to one another to get rid of all that stuff.
Care olona tamin'ny fiangonana tany aloha voalohany a tena hoe nanoka tena tamin'ny fiombonana izy a niezaka nanongotra an'izany karazan-javatra izany.
You should never look at another person in this congregation, another member, and then be judging or gossiping or jealous or.
Tokony ianao tsy hisy mihitsy izany hoe hijery olona ato anatin'ity fa fiombonantsika eto ity ianao dia mety hoe manana fialonana na fifosafosana.
You should carry them in your heart with a desire for peace and unity.
Fa tokony hoentinao oponao izy ireo tena manana faniriana ianao hoe anana fiadanam-po sy fiombonana.
It says that person is my friend and brother, my friend, my sister. They also devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. Now, the breaking of bread symbolizes the remembering of Jesus. That Jesus' blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins. And to reconcile us to the Father in heaven.
Ary amitana fiavanana ho antsika amin'Andriamanitra iray any an-danitra.
Celebration of salvation.
Firavoravona na fankalazana ny amin'ny famonjena.
A celebration of the cross.
Ary fankalazana ny hazo fijaliana.
What I'm sharing with you this morning are cornerstones of the early church.
Ny zavatra izay zaraiko aminareo amin'ny maraina ity dia le vato fahizoron'ny le fiangonana tamin'ny voalohany.
Obviously Jesus is the cornerstone.
Mazava ho azy fa hoe Jesosy no ilay vato fahizoro.
But in terms of how they lived, these are big important foundational issues.
Fa amin'ny fomba fiarahany miaina andrareo kosa ireny zavatra ireny dia anisan'ny zava-dehibe ihany koa.
You can't just come to church because it's a nice social place.
Tsoe afaka makaty ampiangonana fotsiny ianao satria ohatra ny toerana mahafinaritra eto mba hahafahanao mifanerasera.
It's not enough.
Tsy ampy izany.
I mean, some young guys just come to look at the girls.
Yes, lehilahy sasany tonga fotsiny izy mba hijerijery ny tovovavy sasany.
Maybe they'll find a girlfriend or a wife one day.
Angamba mety azo sipana vady izy indray andro any.
But they didn't just devote themselves to the fellowship.
Fa zareo nefa tsy nanoka tena ho an'ilay fiombonana.
Like some guys just want the fellowship.
Na sasany le fiarahany zareo fotsiny tadiaviny ho an'ny lehilahy sasany.
The cookies and the coffee.
Na ihany koa le biscuits sy le kafe.
No. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread to communion with Christ.
Fa nanoka tena tamin'ny famakinan'ny mofo ihany koa izany hoe niombona tamin'ny Kristy.
If you're a Christian.
Raha kristianina ianao.
You should regularly go to the table.
Tokony ianao andeha foana ho eny amin'ny latabatra.
Because Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
Satria hoy izy Jesosy hoe ataovy izao ho fahatsiarovanahy.
Never forget Jesus.
Aza adino mihitsy Jesosy.
We're not just a club where we're together as friends. We are together around Jesus.
Fa tsy hoe kory hoe club tsika hoe miaraka eto fotsiny samy mpinamana fa miaraka tsika manodidina an'i Jesosy.
So the word of God.
Kan tenin'Andriamanitra.
The fellowship.
Ny fiombonana.
Breaking of bread.
Ny famakinan'ny mofo.
And the fourth one.
Ary ny fahaefatra.
They were devoted to prayers.
Ary izy ireo koa dia nanoka tena tamin'ny fivavahana.
The actual translation says the prayers.
Ary le tena fandikanan' izay dia hoe ny fivavahana.
Because there were formal prayers that they had already learnt.
Satria nisy fivavahana izay efa nianaran'izy ireo.
Like the Lord's Prayer.
Ohatra le hoe vavaka nampianarin'ny Tompo.
There were other written prayers that people used to know of by heart.
Nisy vavaka ohatra ny hoe efa voasoratra fa hain'ny olona tsenjery.
And the implication of this praying or this kind of prayer was it was a community activity.
Ka ny ohatra ny hevitra andikanana izay hoe vavaka izay dia le etsika ataon'ry zareo miaraka amin'ny zareo samy vahoakeo zany.
So you can pray anytime while you're on the bus, when you're at home.
Ka hoe afaka mivavaka zany ianao na fotoana inona na any anaty bus na any an-trano.
But this praying they're speaking about is also in the context of the community.
Fati vavaka le nitenenin-jareo ty de amin'ny lafin'le hoe amin'le fiarahamonina-n-jareo.
So you see all these activities that we're reading about, the word of God, the apostles' teaching. They would gather, they would go to the synagogue or go somewhere together and hear the teaching. The fellowship.
Le fiombonana na le finamanan-jareo.
Togetherness.
Iny ihany koa fiarahana ihany koa iny.
The breaking of bread.
Le famakinan'ny mofo.
It says later they did it together in their homes.
De hoy izy tahaka an'izay ataon'izy ireo any amin'ny isa-tokantranony koa.
But it was a together activity.
Fa ohatrany hoe misy fiarahana foana ao amin'le zavatra ataony.
It wasn't just one man with his bread and his grape juice.
Fa tsy ilay olona ray tokany iny fotsiny miaraka amin'ny ranomboalobokany sy ny mofony.
Because it was a recognition of the body of Christ that Jesus died to make us one.
Satile izy anko de fa fantarana le vatan Kristy hoe maty izy mba hatonga antsika iombona ho iray.
And so this praying was corporate praying.
Katile hoe vavaka nitenenina ty de le vavaka iarahan-jareo io.
Where they would get together.
Hoe tena hoe miaraka makeo amin'ny toerana anankiray zareo.
And they would pray.
De mivavaka zareo.
In fact, Jesus, When Jesus went into the temple, and he saw people selling doves and doing dodgy business deals, in the outer courts of the temple, there were people who were taking advantage of others who needed to make sacrifices.
And
Jesus was angry.
And
you know, he took some time to make a whip.
So it says
he made a whip.
He didn't
just go buy one.
So
he had time to think, what am I
going to
do? What's going wrong with my house, with my temple?
And
he went back and he was angry and he turned tables over.
Then you
would be shocked if I just took this pulpit and threw it over on the ground and
smashed.
What he did was shocking.
And
he's got a whip in his hand.
Doesn't
say he whipped anyone.
He wanted
to make a point.
He said he's
setting things right.
And
he quoted a scripture from the Old Testament.
He said this. He
says, my house will be a house of
prayer.
A house of prayer for all nations. But my house will be a house of prayer.
See,
our local church, this church, needs to be a house of
prayer.
Not just a fellowship point. Not just a preaching point. Not just a place for you to get communion. But a place where we pray. And many of us get away without having to get together for prayer.
Ary ny sasany dia miezaka miala ny amin'ny ohatrany hoe mba tsy arahany mivavaka.
You arrive too late.
Mety hoe tarabe ianao vao tonga.
Maybe you don't even know that we pray every Sunday before this meeting.
Angamba mety tsy fantatra koa hoe mialohan'ny fotoam-pivavahana eto anie isak'alahady miara-mivavaka tsy ambadika azy izay.
10-15 minutes.
Fukeleza, you are full of dimembe full minute of foods.
Eight or 8:05 in the morning we start.
You are nyamfal mayer dimios and manumk.
Finish around 8:20.
De you are nyamfal svatel nyom fit.
But that's an informal prayer time. It's just because we want to start the day here with prayer.
Sane kurtsue misi rafta pe arana fa.
And it excludes those poor English meeting guys. Who only start arriving now or at 10:00. They don't get to come to the early prayer time. So we have decided to launch a once a month prayer
time.
Because Jesus said, my house will be a house of prayer. Because the early church devoted themselves to prayer. So today we're meeting at 3:30. For 1 hour. And I'm not strong enough to pray for a whole hour. So we'll worship as well. With music. With some songs in English, in Malagasy, in French maybe.
And
we'll also pray. And I want to encourage you as I close. Two things. But I'm
going
to boil it back down to just one. Some of you can't come this afternoon. I understand. I don't want you to feel guilty. But if you can come, once a month, the first Sunday of the month, we're going to have a prayer meeting. That's the first thing. But second thing, which is the important thing, even if you can't be at that meeting, I want you to own this truth that the church must be a house of prayer. Understand that we as a people must be a praying people. Pray at home. Pray with friends. Not as a religious act. But because it's in the very DNA of a Christian, it's the life of God in us. God's life in us is a conversation with God. It's prayer. So let's together raise the standard of prayer.
Let's
understand how the early church was so strong and so successful.
They
devoted themselves to the Word of God.
The
fellowship.
The breaking of bread
and the praise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. It's not complicated. But it does demand something from us. It does call us to action. Help us to respond. Help us to pray more. As your church, we want to be a praying people. For your glory. Amen.
Amen.